Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 1. Campaigning for the Earth. In 1971, a small boat set sail from Vancouver, Canada to Amchitka, one of the Aleutian Islands connecting North America and Asia. It was a gesture of nonviolent protest against a nuclear test that was to be conducted by the United States government. The crew on the Phyllis Cormac included a doctor, a geographer, an engineer, a political science teacher, a deep-sea diver, a social worker, a photographer, and three journalists. Vehement opposition of the test from politicians, scientists, government and environmental agencies, as well as the residents of the Aleutian Islands, had been staged for months preceding the launch of the Phyllis Cormac. Despite the protests, the U.S. refused to change its plans to conduct the test. Sadly, the ship and her crew did not reach Amchitka and failed to prevent the nuclear test from occurring. Although Amchitka had not had any inhabitants since the mid-19th century, and there was no imminent danger to humans, the explosion caused tremendous suffering to local wildlife. It also caused wide-scale destruction of the island, including a crater more than 1 mile wide and 60 feet deep. The voyage of the Phyllis Cormac did not succeed in stopping the nuclear test, but this peaceful demonstration did have a very positive outcome. It attracted worldwide attention and gave birth to the international movement now called Greenpeace. Today, Greenpeace is an international nonprofit organization with offices in more than 40 countries throughout Asia, Europe, North and South America, and the Pacific. Its headquarters is in Amsterdam, the Netherlands. Each office has its own board of directors and agenda based on the unique needs of its region. Greenpeace representatives from around the world meet each year to discuss environmental issues and concerns of the global community. According to its website, Greenpeace exists because this fragile earth deserves a voice. It needs solutions. It needs change. It needs action. Greenpeace is committed to making the public aware of environmental abuses. It seeks change through creative, nonviolent confrontations between activists and those responsible for harming the environment. Greenpeace is currently working in 6 major areas where there is significant threat to the environment. The first 2 areas address radiation and chemical contaminants. As its initial action against the nuclear test on Amchitka demonstrated, Greenpeace stands firm in its commitment to end the production and use of nuclear weapons. It also aims to eliminate toxic chemicals that are released into the environment. The third area of concern is the threat posed to the environment by genetically engineered food ingredients, which cause irreversible biological pollution and many types of health risks. In 2002, Greenpeace published the True Food Guide. This helps consumers to select their foods by rating food companies according to their willingness to use genetically engineered ingredients in their products. A fourth item on the Greenpeace agenda is the protection of marine life. Of particular concern are commercial fishing practices that do not protect endangered species. Greenpeace is also engaged in educating the world community about the effects of global warming. Finally, Greenpeace actively supports measures that will protect the remaining ancient forests of the world. With more than 80% of the world's forests already gone, preserving what we have left seems more urgent than ever. In a recent victory, the Maasai people of Collingwood Bay in Papua New Guinea won a 3-year legal struggle to deny loggers access to their land. Greenpeace played an important role in defending the interests of the Maasai in the court case.